Well, Jeff, very disappointing not to get the job done, but New South Wales Country and Juniors in the under-15s is fantastic, not only competitive, but just with a little bit more experience, they would have been able to get the job done. But fantastic to be here, man. The great festivities of the City Country Day and Juniors. Pretty enjoyable, the whole sort of tournament and the whole sort of experience being part of the 15s under Tony, but also the assistant coach there as well.
It's been a great day. Like, it's a lovely venue, great weather. The program's gone very well this year. We had the regionals in Sydney, which was a bit of an eye-opener for the boys against the Sydney sides, because they're not used to playing at this pace against the physicality of the kids from Sydney and with some of their big Polynesian kids. You know, and then off to Canberra last week, where they had a bit of a soft kill. To be honest, I thought that we would be competitive in this and then get just run down the last 15 minutes because of pace and the physicality of the Sydney boys. But, you know, to our credit, we were in a bit of trouble early on in the game and then rallied really well and was, you know, leading at one point in the second half and lacked a little bit of game management finesse probably at the end, but you know, it's good to score that last try on them too.
It's one of those things that's just become bigger and bigger, hasn't it? Not only in country rugby, but Australian rugby, this women's rugby, it's absolutely flying, isn't it?
The growth in it's been phenomenal. I'm lucky enough to do a little bit of DO work for New South Wales Rugby up on the far north coast, and I've been able to referee a lot of girls' games and do some coaching up there, and their skill set's really good, their enthusiasm's wonderful, and their commitment to the whole program is really good. And once they get into a group of girls, they really enjoy themselves.
So speaking of going to the coast, you're in Scone and sold up, and now living on the beach, slumming it there in Lennox Head. Tell us about the transition from going out to the country and living on the coast.
Well, I'm definitely not missing the winters in Scone. It's quite mild up there at Lennox, and Rixie, most importantly, the bride is very happy living on the coast, so if she's happy, I'm happy. But it's a great change and a great transition.
What about the rugby there? You've come down to a couple of Trojans games and poked your head in there and been part of the club, or sort of kept separate from it?
Well, actually, when I moved up there, I got contacted by Byron Bay Rugby, coaching their first grade side, and they're going pretty well. They'll be in the finals, you know, and they're a bunch of lads from all over the world who have just lobbed in Byron. It's a great spot to live. They have a very hectic social schedule, wonderful work-life balance, so, and play a bit of good rugby at times. So, and as I said, they're in the finals. I'll play Lennox Head in a final in a couple of weeks.
Some of the boys from Nimbin know how to play the game slow too, but that's another story. What do we want to see? You've been in development, as you say. Need to see more players, need to see an NRC game, and is the game going towards those steps with the likes of Andrew Hall running the place, knowing that, you know, the grassroots are pretty important and he's listening to the grassroots?
Oh, look, I think so. Rugby in the country, particularly in the juniors, is really strong. Like, up in the far north coast, in the younger kids, it's very positive. And even, you know, down here in the central north of Walshy and Renee in charge, it's very positive. And we're starting to, you know, get a few more guys coming up to assist, you know, Waratahs guys. I understand when the season's on, the Tars are playing, it's very hard to get players because they're all in various either recovery program or rehab, or they're playing. I think the sheer weight of numbers is now forcing head office to take a closer look.
Well, that's a great challenge also, that age group. In your age group, 15, 16s and 17s, you've got all these other distractions, you know, jobs as chicks at, you know, sort of McDonald's and Hungry Jack's, and study as well has now become a bigger thing, and maybe the game's got to look a bit better protecting these players and looking after these players with scholarships, I think. And so while they may go to a private school, but they can still go to university up around, you know, Southern Cross University, yeah, as an alternative to sort of going to Sydney and dragging yourself through Sydney. He colts in thirds for 3 years, do the Ollie Bartlett thing where he went out to the country 4 years, played in 4 grand finals, played for the Cockatoos, went to America, played 20s, and now he's playing first grade for GPS in, yeah, the Hospitals Cup in Brisbane. It's a better alternative. We've got to sell a little bit better out in the country.
Well, that's right. You just touched on a thing there that I think separates rugby union from most other winter sports. Like, you can travel the world. And just at our level in the under-15s, we've got guys sort of on the fringes of the league, you know, wanting to play union and league, and then they've finally woken up to the idea that rugby union is a world game. So that, I think that's starting to play on guys' minds now. And union, as you know, you don't have to be really good. You can go anywhere in the world and play for a club and integrate yourself into the community.
Well, Jeff, thank you for your time. We wish you all the best moving forward as you're part of not only the Coastal Rugby, but also a great job as assistant coach there of the New South Wales Country under-15s.
Thanks very much, Wixie. Great to see you again.